Good morning.
Hi.
It's so good to be with you. There's a lot more mics set up at the front than there usually are. I hope that's okay. I also just reached in my pocket and I found a plastic bag. And that wasn't part of my sermon or anything, so I'll give it to Greg. That just shows that we've been recording all weekend and for the Soil and the Seed Project, and it's been really a wonderful thing to work on. As I began to prepare to preach this morning, I knew two things. I knew that I wanted to keep it short so that we could share a lot of music, because this is a congregation that loves music. And so I will be brief. The second thing that I knew is that I preached on this text last year on the exact same Sunday, by accident. If I had remembered that, I might not have chosen the same text, but it falls in the lectionary often after Easter, with the disciples locked in the upper room, afraid, even though the women had already come and declared the good news to them, and they had already run to the tomb. They find themselves locked in the upper room and afraid. And God with us, our resurrected Lord Jesus, speaks. And he speaks peace in the midst of a time and a place where there's much fear and much hopelessness. And there was peace, and Jesus shows them his hands and his side, and they were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. And then we receive a little mini Pentecost where Jesus breathes on his disciples and says, "Receive the Holy Spirit." As I was pulling together the songs, I knew I wanted to mostly have songs this morning for our time for the sermon. And I remember whenever I was first working as a music leader in the church, I guess it wasn't first. My first was working as a music leader in the church here at Zion, as a lay leader, as a volunteer. But when I first started working as a leader in the church, as a worship pastor, one of my friends came up to me and said, "You know, I always come at the sermon because I don't really care very much about the music." And I was like, and he said, "I hope that doesn't offend you." And I said, "No, it doesn't offend me. It's okay. Some people really would prefer the sermon the whole time. And some people really would prefer for me to preach shorter every Sunday that I preach here, I'm sure. But the reality is that we all have parts that we connect with more. And I know that music is really valuable in this congregation. So I chose songs that dealt with two themes, God speaking and peace. The good news of God coming close to us in Jesus Christ and being near us, and the hope that we have in that. And so my mind started to wander to different parts of Scripture that dealt with peace and that dealt with God speaking. And so a couple of the songs, I'll point them out to you, deal with creation, with God speaking forth, and there was. God as creator. And this beautiful text of Jesus speaking peace in the midst of fear. And so I pray that this time of worship and this time of singing would be a time that you can just sit. So right now, wherever you're sitting, if you can just get comfortable, whatever that means, maybe you're already comfortable, but if you're not comfortable, get really comfortable. No, don't lay down and, that makes you uncomfortable, I'm sure, whenever I do that. Get comfortable, take a deep breath, listen to the words, and let the music wash over you. Encounter God and be encountered by God in this place, and know that God is here with us, speaking, even as God spoke at the very beginning. You guys can come up.